The new budget plan is a compromise after Vermilion County board members voted down a plan last week that would raise county property taxes 27%. The new plan from the Finance Committee would raise taxes only 20%. But Committee Chairman Bruce Stark says to do that, they had to make additional cuts from various county departments and from nearly every county tax levy. He says because of the new cuts, about 15 county employees stand to lose their jobs after December 1st.
The people talked that they wanted a reduction in government, and we give it to them. But the people are going to have to understand now if they have to wait longer in line because of the reductions, it's because we listen to the people.
But even with the additional cuts, the Vermilion County budget still calls for a tax increase, although a smaller one. Stark and Vermilion County Board Chairman Bill Boyer say the 20% tax increase would only come out to about 15 or 16% for any single piece of property because of special taxing districts that don't overlap. But several county board members said they could not support any tax increase, including District 6 Republican Russell Pollitt.
But doggone, we got to start taking the load off of property owners' backs in this community. And like I said the other day, we're going to wake up someday and look around and wonder where all the people went. I've had so many people tell me they can't afford it anymore.
As an alternative, Pollitt called for eliminating the tax hike without cutting the budget. He says with a deficit budget, Vermilion County would still have enough money for most of the fiscal year, and they'd then have time to explore an increase in the county's public safety sales tax. Pollitt says greater use of the sales tax would be more fair to taxpayers. Chairman Boyer says that might be an option in the future, but he says it would be irresponsible to pass a deficit budget with no guarantee that a sales tax increase would become a reality.
There's a basic, in my opinion, a basic distrust in government that once you get the tax, you keep it. You're not going to give it back, so I'm not 100% sure that the sales tax would pass if, in fact, it were on a referendum.
Some county board members seemed ready to cut the budget so that no tax increase would be needed, but Boyer said that would cut into state-mandated programs and spending. He favored another compromise measure to place the property tax increase at 23%, just enough to avoid laying off county workers. But that proposal failed on a vote of 20-5 with one abstention. In the end, the Finance Committee's proposal won the vote. The Vermilion County Board voted 19-6 with one abstention to put the committee's budget plan out for the required 2 weeks public review. The 20% increase in the property tax levy also passed 16-10. County board members will take a final vote on the budget and tax levy November 30th, one day before the new fiscal year begins. If any more changes are proposed on that day, they'll require another 15-day public review period. But if Vermilion County doesn't have a budget in place December 1st, it will lose its authority to spend money, and county government could be shut down. I'm Jim Meadows, AM 580 News.